Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Jazeel, you are going first today. I cannot wait to hear what's been trending.
This story, it's come from the US, like all good stories. It's the story of Marcus Hubbard. No relation to the guy who created the cereal. However,
I thought it
Marcus
could have been like old Mother Hubbard who lived in a cupboard.
Oh, that's a nursery rhyme that I don't know. No, not related to that one either. Marcus Hubbard is a thief. He's a robber. He's out there doing some crime. And I thought, you know what? Let's share his crime antics because they are got to be one of the worst in the world.
Love a bad criminal.
So Marcus, he wanted a lawnmower for whatever reason. Don't know why. Here's how the story goes. He comes into this neighborhood, sees the lawnmower he wants, waits for the owner to leave. Then he goes in there, opens the garage, steals the lawnmower. And for most times, or most people, you'd think, okay, then he does a runner. No, 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 no. This guy, he's a little bit sympathetic to the fact that he's now stolen someone's lawnmower and they're not going to be able to mow their lawn. So what does he do? He fills it up. He puts a little bit of oil in it, puts a little bit of petrol in it. Then he makes his way to the backyard of this random person's house and mows the entire backyard. Now, keep in mind, the neighbors are watching because they feel like this is a little bit odd. So he mows the entire backyard. Then he comes to the front yard. And by this point, the neighbors are like, nah, this is wrong. So they've called the police. So he gets halfway through mowing the front yard. The police rock up. He realizes he's done. So, what does he do? He grabs the lawnmower and starts making a quick getaway. On foot, I might add. The police are catching up to him. So, he's like, what do I do? So, he moves from the lawnmower being in front of him to the lawnmower being behind him. He's still running.
No.
He realizes he's not going to make it. So, then he tosses the lawnmower and then just sprints away. They are still looking for him.
Oh, he got away.
But they do know where he lives, so I don't think he's going to be on the run for very long.
Here's the thing.
That is the story of Marcus Hubbard.
It's kind of smart, though, because he could have been, like, if he didn't get caught, which probably makes it not smart. Anyway, so he could have been like, oh, the neighbors are watching me. I'll pretend like I'm the lawnmower man.
True.
So that's why I've got the lawnmower. Hopefully then they'll stop watching me and I'll be able to go. Then he should have said to the police, oh, I've been, like, this is a new job. Have I got the wrong house?
Right. Could have talked his way out of it. And then at what point do you stop? Do you start doing the hedges as well? And then you've got a trimmer? Like, as long as you're working on the house, you can take whatever you want.
Can you, though? Oh, that is brilliant. I love that. What's trending? The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so passengers are being told that if they splash out on this cruise to the Bermuda Triangle, that they could receive a full refund if the ship disappears.
Wow,
just think about that for a second.
Waste of words.
So it costs about £1,450 for cabins on the two-day trip with the Norwegian Prima liner heading from New York to Bermuda. Now, organisers, they've promised a full refund if the giant ship disappears in the triangle where hundreds of boats and planes are said to have mysteriously vanished.
Yeah, I know. Why would you be wanting to go there? I'm not going to pay money to disappear. No, thank you.
Would you risk it? Because I'm like, you'll be fine. Or
Look, you are going to be fine, but also it's in the middle of the ocean, right? So what are you really going to see? No way. I'm saving my $1,450 because, look, let's be honest. You look at the ocean, they all look the same.
Yeah,
it's blue, it's wavy.
That's not all it is because the tour includes a twilight Bermuda Triangle cruise on a glass-bottom boat with talks, presentations, a bit of Q&A in there as well. Apparently it's popular with conspiracy theorists.
Of course,
everyone knows, if you haven't figured it out by now, the Bermuda Triangle is thought to be the unexplained reason for the disappearance of more than 50 ships, 20 airplanes, including a US naval ship carrying 306 men.
I would love to know, for this guided tour, right, you're sitting there in the boat and you're looking at the ocean and you say, hey, look, why do things mysteriously disappear? What are they going to say? They got no answers.
Yeah, but
what a waste of money.
What if you don't realise you've disappeared?
Oh, now we're going deep in some weird conspiracy you now.
You like disappear, but you don't know. Like, you're just perpetually stuck on this cruise, but you, like, every day your mind resets and you'd have no idea.
Groundhog Day. There is no way. No, not a chance.
Not going to take them up on their offer, Giselle?
No, this sounds ridiculous. In fact, I might start running a cruise myself.
Bruno Mars, treasure.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.